Know what time it is?
It's lunchtime with the Habit Master. If you want to get results fast, stop messing around and get serious about your life, one habit at a time. Here she is, the Habit Master herself, Dr. Stephanie Aldrich.
Hey everybody, you know what time it is. It's lunchtime with the Habit Master. I'm your host, Dr. Stephanie Aldrich, and I help people change their bad habits. When you change your habits, you change your life. Today we're going to talk about 5 ways that can help you and I and everybody else get things done faster. The reason why we're not more efficient, we can't get things done during the day, we run out of time, we run out of energy, the day flies by, right? And we didn't even accomplish what we wanted to accomplish. If we learn 5 ways, and I'm sure there's more, but these are the 5 that really can make it count so that things can get done faster, you can accomplish more. You can work on your goals. You can hit the targets that you want to hit. Everybody wants that, right? Don't you want that? I know I do. So when I was doing some research today for the show, I kind of discovered a couple of things and I'm like, yeah, I mean, it makes total sense, but are you really doing it? And of course, these things can work both professionally or personally. It does not matter. And of course, I got my book I had on today. I've been working this morning and my hair's all messed up. So anyway, you guys can enjoy a little Buckeye action there. The first way that can help us get things done faster is we gotta prioritize our list. First of all, you got to have a list. So the first thing to do is make up a to-do list. Okay, that's the first thing. If you guys want to learn how important it is to do a to-do list so that you can hit the targets that you want to hit, go grab a free copy of my book called The Habit Formula. And in chapter 5, we talk all about the to-do list and what activities you want to do today. Go to thehabitformulabook.com and sign up. Grab yourself a free copy and learn how to do a to-do list properly, okay? So once you get your to-do list, then you gotta prioritize the things that are on that to-do list for today. Now, you're gonna have 2 separate lists, right? Most of us are working, and we've got stuff to do at home, right? The honey-do list. You gotta prioritize the things on the list. Okay, now it might be a long-term list, it might be a short-term list, but you still have to prioritize them, okay? Stuff needs to, you know, be done, upgraded, improved at the house, right? Okay, you own a house, you know, hey, I gotta mow the lawn, so that's something more immediate. I've got to paint the fence, that might be something that might take you a little bit of time, right? You know, something needs to be fixed, the roof needs to be checked. Hedges need to be trimmed, you know, whatever it is, there's a certain amount of time that certain task needs to, needs so that it can be finished, right? You got to prioritize. If you start doing painting the fence, but yet the weeds are growing, the garbage truck is going down the street because you forgot to take out the garbage and put it by the road, then certain tasks aren't going to get accomplished. Certain things that need to be done won't be done, okay? And to do them faster, you got to prioritize. So you got to know how long it's going to take you to do something. And then you got to say, okay, what's the easiest and cheapest thing to do? And let's knock those things off my list for the day, okay? Get those done. You're going to be more fresh in the morning. You're going to be faster, moving, ready to go. You've had your coffee. You've got your caffeine in your system. And you're going to be ready to accomplish whatever it is on that list. Well, prioritize the things that are going to be the fastest, cheapest, and easiest things to accomplish. And get rid of those off your list. Because then after that, you know you've accomplished something, right? You know you've done something. You're moving yourself towards your targets. Then you can move yourself towards the maybe harder or longer taking type activities that you need to still do and cross off your list. So you gotta prioritize the stuff that you need to do. If you do that, you can accomplish things faster because you're focused on one thing at a time, right? Number two, which I just gave you a clue, you need to do one task at a time. Now, most people can or cannot multitask, okay? Men can't multitask in general, right? Women usually can, okay? But if you're going to get things done faster, you really should limit the amount of multitasking that you do. You really want to hone in and focus in on what it is that you want to do. You've already prioritized your list, and you want to focus your attention on one task. You want to start it, you want to get it going, and you want to complete it before you move on to the next task. If you got too much stuff going on, you're opening too many cans of worms, right? Things can go wrong, things can get in the way, there's distractions, there's all kinds of things that can happen. And if you keep starting projects and you don't finish them, then nothing gets done. And it actually slows up the process. So if you want to be faster about things, you want to get more things done, you focus on one task at a time. That's why I suggested to prioritize your list and to do the easy things first. When that happens, then you're like, yeah, I'm doing one thing at a time. Oh my gosh, I've already accomplished 5 things on my list. And it's not even 10 o'clock, right? Both personally or professionally, it doesn't matter. Prioritize and get some of those easy things off your list so that they're done, they're completed, and they're not going to come back to bite you in the butt later on during the day or next week or next month or next year when they're just sitting there saying, hey, remember me on the task that was easy, but you kept ignoring me and now the problem's even worse. So make sure that not only do you prioritize things, but just do one task at a time. Now, let's say that you're doing laundry. I'll make an exception, okay? You're doing laundry or you're baking something. Obviously, that takes time for things to go through the washing cycle, the drying cycle, and also, you know, baking something in the oven, right? That's really the few exceptions that you can multitask. So you start your laundry. You now know you have about an hour before the cycle is done. Now you can start on task number 2, okay? Once that timer goes off on the washing machine, then you gotta put the laundry in the dryer for, you know, 45 minutes. So then you can be trying to complete task 2 or moving on to task 3, right? That's the only time. But when that timer goes off on that dryer, you've got to stop what you're doing, whether you're on task 2, 3, 5, 10, whatever it is, and go back to task number 1, which is your laundry, and finish folding and putting away that laundry, hanging it up, putting it away, sorting it, whatever you need to do. Make sure that you're crossing that task off your list, even though it took longer to do, but you need to still finish it. What happens is, and remember the good old college days where you would go, you'd bring your laundry down in the basement or at the laundromat or whatever, and what's going on? There are tons of clothes still in the dryer because someone started it, they put them in the dryer, and then they forgot about it. Or it's past time and they didn't check on it, right? And then you're like, oh my gosh, all I wanna do is finish my clothes. So then what do? You gotta take the clothes out of the washer or dryer and you gotta put them up on the top where they're still wrinkly or they're still wet and they're gonna get all mildewy, right, and stink. You gotta complete the task. So do one at a time, unless it's laundry or baking. Or you paint the fence and you know you have to do a second coat and that takes time, right? Then you can go do something else while that dries, but then you have to go back to that undone task and make sure that it's completed, okay? So that's how I want you to start doing it, because you can do things faster if you do it this way and you know you'll complete the tasks, right? The number three way to get things done faster is group tasks together. Group tasks together that are similar, either in space, energy, or time. So if you know you have to go do errands, well, you're in your car, right? You gotta go get gas, that you have to go travel for that, right? You have to get your tires changed, that's an errand, okay? You have to go to the bank, you have to go get some stamps, right? Those are all things that you have to travel for, okay? Even though they might be in different spots around town, you still have to get in your car, go from your house to those different locations and get those tasks done, right? You want to group all of that together. Let's say you have some computer work. You have to pay your bills online. You have to finish some project at work. Okay, you have to send out some emails, maybe some follow-ups. But all of those tasks that need to be done are situated at home or at the office around your desk. You want to group those things together because then you can just knock one out at a time. Just knock one off, go to the next one. Knock one off, go to the next one, right? And you're not doing one task at your computer, getting in your car, and driving to the bank. And then when that's done, you're coming back to the office, you're sending out your emails, and then when that's done, then you're getting back in your car and you're going to the bank. Like, that just doesn't make sense, right? This is all common sense. But sometimes we need a little kick in the butt to try to be more efficient and productive in what we're doing so that we can get to our goals and hit our targets. But in order to do that, we need a little bit of help sometimes, right? And an easy way to get things done faster is to group things together, okay? If they're similar and a similar amount of energy and they have a similar location or amount of time or something like that, group these tasks together and you can get them done faster and knock one off one at a time. Okay, number four, and this is always a big one. People always tell me, oh, I don't have time. I don't have time to do this. I don't have time to do that, right? The reason is they allow distractions to get in their way. You gotta get rid of the distractions. You know, I know a lot of kids are home now for the for summer break. But you need to designate some time for yourself. You got to go work out. You got to, you know, get the chores done around the house, which they can also help with, right? You also have to do, you know, finish some type of project at work. There's always going to be somebody trying to pull you away to do something else. And you really have to put the blinders on. If you want to get things done, you have to focus your attention on the matter at hand, on the task, on your to-do list, and you got to focus your money, your energy, and your time on getting those things done. You're never going to, you know, improve any area of your life unless you get rid of the distractions for as long as you can, okay? One area that it has helped me, and I didn't even realize I was doing it, was there was a scientist, I don't know his first name, but it's the Pomodoro effect. And basically what it is it helps you to get rid of distractions and really focus your attention. So do a favor, do me a favor, and set your timer for 15 minutes. That's it, 15 minutes. What the Pomodoro effect is that when you set your clock for 15 minutes, you're going to see how much of that activity or how many activities you can accomplish in this 15 minutes. So you're going gung-ho, you're doing everything you can without any distractions. You're not going to get up and get a cup of coffee. You're not going to go and check email. You are doing this task and you're going hard, you're going strong, and you're focusing your attention on whatever task it is that you need to do. That's the Pomodoro effect, Okay. After 15 minutes, you can take a couple minute break if you want. Now, I know for myself, I can concentrate at a longer time frame. So a lot of times for me, especially if I'm writing, and if you've ever written anything, you understand that if you've got that thought wave going, if you are just cranking out the words and the thoughts just keep coming and you're creating things, you don't want to stop, right? Just because 15 minutes is up. So a lot of times I'll go for 30. Easy. Sometimes I've even gone for 60 where I didn't even realize what time it was. Yesterday, I was almost at 60 minutes. I didn't even realize that it was time to get my stuff together and go. What were we doing yesterday? I was picking up Noah, and then we had to go leave to visit my mom and my sister and my nephew. I set myself some time. I knew I had 2 hours to write yesterday morning. So I got up early, went to my desk. My husband had already left for the morning. He had a home inspection to do. So I knew it was just me, right? I was like, okay, no distractions. I knew I was going to write. I sat down and boom, an hour went by. I kept going. And I thought, you know what? I need to take a little break. I need to have a little cup of tea, get something in my belly. And then I sat down again. Boom. It was another 45 minutes before I realized what was going on. And I just happened to look down at the clock on my computer. And I'm like, holy crap, I only got a couple more minutes. Let's see if I can crank out like another page or two. And I did. And I got 2 hours worth of writing, no distractions, and I did all kinds of stuff, right? That's what the Pomodoro Effect does. It helps you to eliminate distractions, and it helps you do as much as you can in a certain set time frame so that you can, you know, be as effective and get as much done as you possibly can. The last way to help you get things done faster is... you gotta set a deadline. If you tell yourself, I'm just gonna paint the fence, and you don't say, I gotta paint the fence this weekend, I gotta paint the fence in the next 2 weekends, depending on weather, right? If you don't set the deadline, go get the paint, the brushes, all of the stuff that you need, if you don't set the deadline, it's never gonna get done. You know, in your business, you're always setting deadlines. Things have to be done for the business to make money, for the customer's problems to be solved. If you're trying to build a house, there are certain things that you need to do, right? You need to get financing. You need to have a builder. If you're building a house, you need to have a builder. You have to have plans. If the plans aren't done, there's no way that the builder can build anything without blueprints, right? So there's certain things. Then you have to get the permission from the city, all of the zoning plans and, you know, all the permits. If you don't get a permit, doesn't matter what the architect drew, what blueprint is there, the builder can't build anything. They need permission, right? So there's certain deadlines that need to be met so that everything flows properly and that the projects get done. Okay, so make sure if you want to get things done faster, and who doesn't? And it's not just about faster. You actually want to get stuff done. And a lot of us, we have families, we have careers. You know, we want to actually have some fun in our life too. And even though the COVID thing's kind of stunting that fun time, we still have things that we need to do. Why not do them faster if you can? If you become a little more organized and you do these 5 things on this list, it can help you to have more free time so that you can do the stuff that you want to do instead of spending all of your free time doing the stuff that you have to do, that you're obligated to do, that you should do. You'll have time that you can actually do the stuff you want to do. How about that? Right? So let's go over the 5 ways to get things done faster. Number one, well, the first off, we'll go before number one, pre-one. You gotta have a to-do list. What are you trying to accomplish today? You should write at least 3 things down, both personally and professionally. Remember, if you need help doing this, creating yourself a to-do list, go and grab a free copy of my book. It's called The Habit Formula, Life Success Equation. Go to thehabitformulabook.com. That's thehabitformulabook.com. You got to make a to-do list. Then what you're going to do is, number one, you're going to prioritize the things on those lists, right? You're going to do professional list and a personal list. You're going to prioritize the things. I like to do it easy first because you're all hyped up. You're caffeinated in the morning. You got energy. You're just waking up and you're like, I want to get things going. It helps you to accomplish and finish tasks faster if you can get something going and get the momentum rolling, right? So prioritize. Number two, do one task at a time. The only exceptions are baking something or doing laundry. Those are the only two things that are the exceptions to the rule. Everything else is you're doing one task at a time. You're starting it and you're completing it. Don't go to task number two until task number one is complete. If you keep bouncing around in different tasks, it'll take longer to get them done, which is not the priority today. We want to be fast. We want to be lightning fast. You don't want to do more than one at a time because more than likely you're going to lose focus, you're going to lose momentum, and you're never going to get it done. So do one task at a time, start to finish. Number three, you're going to group things together. If you got to do errands, they're all going to get done at the same time. If you have computer work, that's all going to get done at the same time. If you got to be on the phone, you're doing research, you're looking up, you're working on a project, all the stuff with that project, all the stuff with the computer, all the stuff with the phone goes together. Group things together and check the things off the list. That way you're not going over here doing something, going over there doing something. You're trying to save as much time and energy as possible, right? You can get things done faster if you group similar projects together. Number four, eliminate distractions. You want to get rid of stuff. You got to focus on what it is you need to do today, on what it is you need to accomplish and achieve so that you can someday hit your goals and be able to spend the time the way you want, right? You got to eliminate distractions. An easy way to do that, which I brought up earlier, is the Pomodoro effect. Okay, if you missed this show and you want to know what the Pomodoro effect is, you can either Google it or rewind this and look up how you can efficiently use your time. The fifth and final way that you can get things done faster is you got to set a deadline. When do you want it done? It's going to take me 10 minutes. Okay, in 10 minutes, I want it done. Even if it takes a little bit longer, who cares? You set a deadline and you're laser focused on getting that task done so that you can jump into the next task and the next and the next and the next until everything you wanted to get done today got done. And now you can focus your attention on family, on friends, on the great weather that we're having. Whatever it is that you want to focus on, you can, because you got your to-do list done. And that's what it's all about. Every time you create a to-do list, you're focusing your resources on achieving things that you want towards a certain goal that you've set up. And you can do this personally or professionally. It does not matter, okay? So make sure, hit the like button. Subscribe to my channel on YouTube. Hit me up and follow me on Instagram and LinkedIn. I've got all kinds of videos and different things going on. If you listen to iTunes or Spotify, go to the Lunchtime with the Habit Master episodes so you don't miss any. There's tons of episodes on there on all kinds of different ways to lead a more productive and healthy and happy life. So that's it for me. Make sure you integrate something today that can help you get things done faster. I know I've already done 3 out of the 5 already today, and it does work, okay? So that's it for me. Thanks for watching, and let's build good habits together. Stephanie Aldridge here, and I'm so excited to show you guys what I've been working on during the shutdown. Some of these products on the HabitMaster.com store are new. There's a lot of them that are new, like this recession survival kit. You get a bunch of videos and workbooks and all that stuff. So especially if you've been laid off or furloughed, grab a copy of this. It's only $27. Then you got your coaching area. So I'm going to start a study club soon. But right now you can book a free appointment with me if you're interested in one-on-one coaching, both private and professionally. Then you got your ebooks. You got the habit formula, the parenting book. You've got a brand new backward rule, which is the ultimate way to hit any target. 7 Laws of the Universe, 101 Ways to Be Recession-Proof. If you've been furloughed or whatever, this is part of the Recession Survival Kit, but man, this book has gotten me a lot of money coming in. If you need some motivation or inspiration, I've got the 101 Inspirational Quotes. If you hate reading, I got you covered. I turned all of my ebooks into audiobooks or videos. So again, habit formula here, backward rule, 101 habit ideas for your kids, how to be more efficient at work. You've got the recession webinar video, 7 Laws of the Universe, recession webinar, if you like just the MP3. You've got 25 mindset activities. 101 ways to be recession-proof right there. Then you've got this area, which is the workbooks and templates area. Again, habit formula, you've got the workbooks here, backward rule, it'll help you hit your goals. You've got the planner. This is the same planner I use every day. I printed it out at FedEx and made a copy for myself, and I write in it every single day. It helps me to accomplish my goals by doing my to-do list. Then you've got your 25 mindset activities, your task analysis for small business owners, the 101 habit ideas, and the recession-proof workbook. Here, I grouped all of these products into different categories and made premium video courses. You've got your habit formula. This is the personal one. Then this is the professional small business owners one. And then this is for parents, how to teach your kids good habits so they're not bratty teenagers and worthless adults. Then you got the backward rule premium course. And finally, the recession survival kit. These products are meant to help. If you're struggling with something, you're trying to change something, you're trying to improve something, or if you're trying to hit a goal but don't seem to be able to hit it, check out these products and see what resonates with you. Go to up here, thehabitmaster.com. Again, thehabitmaster.com for more information.